2015 is a big year for the set of educational benchmarks known as Common Core. New Jersey, Delaware, and 26 other states are switching to new standardized tests that are supposed to measure how well students are meeting the standards. Many are anticipating a parental backlash, and as WHYY's Avi Wolfman-Arendt reports, that's left states and districts hustling to neutralize potential discontent.
Robin Rich is a chemical engineer at DuPont and a self-proclaimed math nerd. She's cautious, analytical, thorough, and yet when it comes to Common Core...
Everything that I know is from what I've heard from, you know, friends with older kids or, you know, my nephews that are a little bit older, but that's the extent of it.
Even so, this mother of a kindergartner at Cedar Lane Early Childhood Center in Middletown, Delaware, is skeptical.
Yeah, I really hadn't heard, like, what's good about it, what's bad about it. You know, mostly just grumblings is what you hear about it. Like, parents are frustrated.
I caught up with Rich at a Common Core-themed information night held by the Appaquinimink School District. This event is designed precisely to mollify those frustrated parents. It includes lectures on Common Core English and math standards, as well as a chance to take a practice version of the new Common Core-aligned standardized test known as Smarter Balance.
Give you some time to take a look at either an ELA or a mathematics third grade assessment.
So Debbie Panchison, Appaquinimink's elementary curriculum director, is responsible for guiding Rich and other parents through the computerized exam.
That's a technology-enhanced item right there.
Oh.
So you're going to drag it.
Okay.
Okay.
When do I get my score?
You won't get one, sweetie.
Aww.
I'm so sorry.
That's the only reason why I'm doing this.
So it's just change. We've taken tests since we were children, and it's just a new test to measure and to give us information about how well our students are performing with this particular test in comparison to students across the country that are taking the Smarter Balance test.
Common Core was once largely uncontroversial, but the standards have come under heavy attack over the last 2 years. According to a poll conducted by the journal Education Next, support for Common Core fell from 65% to 53% between 2013 and 2014.
This is actually pretty unusual. For almost any issue, you don't usually see these large shifts.
Michael Henderson, a researcher at Louisiana State University, helped conduct the Education Next poll. He says these new tests could amplify discontent.
When the scores come back from these tests, you will have a lot of places where students will score lower than they may have on previously used state exams, and there will likely be some negativity further attached to it if people are displeased with the results they see from the test.
And so education officials are trying to gear up. Appaquinimink received about $7,000 from the state of Delaware to run its parent information campaign. Four other districts and a charter school received similar awards. Nearby Maryland ran radio public service announcements about its new test, and New Jersey's education commissioner has written newspaper op-eds to address parent anxiety. In Appaquinimink, officials focused as much on the standards themselves as they did the test, figuring that if parents were on board with Common Core, they'd be on board with testing it.
So now let's go to where you solved your problem of 23 times 49. Would someone like to tell me the answer that you got? You may call it
in a session on Common Core Math, district specialist Charlie Webb takes parents through a multiplication problem. She explains how in a Common Core world, students might solve this in two or three different ways. They might, for example, multiply 23 times 50 and then subtract 23 to get the same answer. The goal is for them to understand that multiplication, even when it's really tricky, is just repetitive addition and not some formula to be memorized.
You can really, because all of a sudden I'm moving zeros and putting things here and moving things here and I'm not really even sure, but just somebody told me to do it.
The parents nod and laugh, but this stuff is foreign and they don't look totally sold. When the lesson ends, a mom with short blonde hair blurts out a confession.
I mean, I don't like to think of myself as not smart. I went to college, have a master's degree. But how do you, like, if my kid came home with this and they were trying to explain this to me, I wouldn't know how to help them.
This vague sense of confusion has been percolating ever since Delaware and other states started signing on to Common Core 5 years ago. The question now is whether teachers and officials have done enough to counterbalance the anxiety that comes with it. In the case of parent Robin Rich, the verdict is still out.
I don't necessarily think it's evil. I guess I'd like to ask the teachers, you know, why they think there's a negative stigma around Common Core.
Not necessarily evil. For Common Core backers, it's a start. From the Delaware Desk, I'm Avi Wolfman-Arendt, WHYY News.